this is the talking cookie cookcast thing where we drink and read your letters.
Who's got a pen? Write this down.
Don't do intros
at the end of the second bottle. Champagne.
And certainly don't read letters out, but we're going to. Fabulous Adam Richard, the punctual Toby Sullivan, correct, and Wes. Wes Snelling.
No, the available Wes
Snelling. The available Wes Snelling, always available 24/7, like a 7-Eleven, he's open. Sorry, I thought I was describing Scott. He's not here. We are going to talk about open relationships. We have a couple of letters to get to. We'll do that immediately. Talk Poofy to me. All right, it's time for Dear Talking Poofy. Wes Snelling, thank you for joining us.
Dear Talking Poofy.
No, we don't want, we don't want your letter.
We've already got the letters.
The letters are here.
We read them out to you and then we talk about them.
Oh.
It's called a podcast. It's this new technology where you record essentially a radio show.
Wes does an actual radio show then. It goes out and no one hears it.
It's live.
Dear Talking Poofy. Writing and hoping my letter actually gets answered this time. Don't worry, I forgive you. I know you're busy, Queens. My boyfriend and I have been going out for 8 months now. He's 20 and I'm 23.
Well, and he can't stand my level of passive aggression when I'm writing letters to podcasts.
It's my first proper relationship and I'm head over heels for him. And then in brackets, and he is for me too. That feels like a disclaimer.
That sounds like a very athletic couple.
We got to talking recently and he confessed tearfully, oh, he's a sooky kid, that he feels like he might have missed his chance at being sexually experimental. Really? I'm 41 and I'm still doing it. We talked a bit about maybe being able to see other people while in a relationship. When I asked who he might want to sleep with, he named some people we know.
Idiots. You idiot, Simpy.
One of which I really don't like at all, and I expressed that I'd rather he do stuff with strangers, capital letters, than people we know.
Fuck, how much would you want to be a fly on the wall for doing that expression?
Yeah. Oh, really?
Oh, really? Fine.
I thought you were going to say Magnum.
Why are you fucking Bevan? Why don't you just fuck a knife through the middle of my heart as well?
After some time thinking about it, I decided that I'd be more comfortable if we experimented together with others than separately.
It's a nice solution.
It is, and it means the one he hates is never going to come into the equation. So, I'm going to Europe for a month, and my partner has said that it was okay if I want to sleep with other people while I'm overseas. But I believe it means that he wants to sleep with people while still here in Australia, namely that asshole that I don't like. He didn't put that in, I just added my own hysteria.
I believe that is exactly what he means.
I believe that is exactly what he means.
Why would you bring that up if that was not exactly what you mean?
Is it unfair of me to expect him to remain faithful if I bang around in Europe, or is it a bit understandable because I'm probably never going to see those people again while the people he's fooling around with here would be people we both know? Also, what's the general Talking Poofy view on open relationships and experimenting in couples? We are not authorities on anything. Thanks a bunch, Bevan.
Ah, oh, Bevan.
Bevan Anonymous.
Bevan Anonymous. He speaks under the cloak of Bevan Anonymity.
Bevan Anonymity.
Bevan Anonymity. Okay, all right.
I've long wanted to talk about open relationships.
This is a big problem, so we have to...
It's a long...
Chunk it into bite-sized pieces. Yeah.
Bevan, if your boyfriend hasn't already, he's about to cheat on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless you deal with the open relationship scenario.
Yeah.
And I think the going overseas thing is brilliant. Don't come back. No, I mean...
I mean, write to us and tell us what it's like there.
Yeah, I think that there's... because it's, you know, you're young... Not that age really matters in this scenario, but it's like, play around. He's going to anyway, by the sounds of it, and it sounds a little bit like you want to as well. Mm. So, you know, can I tell you an experience, ladies and gentlemen? Yeah,
let's just rap about Jesus, Wes. Just,
no, my first and only boyfriend to date.
You've only had one boyfriend.
Rumours are in New Zealand. First and only boyfriend to date was from the age of 18 through to 21. And the reason that we broke up is because...
He fucked everyone but you.
And I'm 35 and still going through therapy. Thank you, Adam.
Oh, my. No, who invited Pat the Rat, Rowena Wallace? He fucked everyone but you. We're only a journey to our restless years. Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. That was mean.
No. It's true. No, because what happened is...
No, but I knew that.
No, shh. Because what happened is, and it's completely fine that it happened, and I've come to terms with it 15 years later. No, basically that he wanted to just play around and experiment and do all of that, but I was so full on about being monogamous and no, you're not allowed, and he expressed the interest. He even moved overseas for a year, and I made him be faithful during that time.
You requested he was faithful and he ignored you.
That's correct. And it's, and to this date, I was setting myself up for him. But I knew in the back of my mind he was going
to
do it.
Unrealistic to expect.
But totally. I would suggest, here is my suggestion. If he knew you wanted him to remain faithful, surely his responsibility as a decent human being who thinks about the feelings of someone they claim to be in love with, his responsibility is to, what do they say in the old money, shit or get off the pot. So no, to go, we should break up because I am going to fuck other people. Like, just be fucking honest about the whole thing.
That is what an evolved person would do.
But we're talking about, at that this point, 19 years old.
Regardless.
And first kind of relationship.
But every time he fucks someone, surely in the back of his mind, he is thinking, yeah, Wes wouldn't like this.
But that's why he wouldn't tell me, because he didn't know any better.
But he was doing it. Like, the actions are more damaging than...
Yeah, I don't think the fact that he was a cunt is in dispute.
No.
I think that's agreed. I think we can take that to the bank.
Oh, totally. I think
you're very right in terms of Bevan's situation.
Yeah, let's bring it back to Bevan.
I think you're exactly... Never a truer word is spoken that if the other Bevan, the other half, Jason
if Bevan 2
hasn't cheated on you, he is definitely about to.
With Brett.
And the friend you don't like.
And if you lay down the law and say you can't fuck anyone else while I'm away, he will ignore that law.
Yeah.
That is how this shit works.
They'll get drunk, watch porn together, and accidentally fuck. We were watching porn, drinking. Yep. And it just happened.
Once again, based on that letter, Bevan, you sound like you kind of want to have a bit of a play too. So why not just let each other have a bit of a play?
You know what? As the song says, love can happen now like it happened then.
What song is that?
Remember at the time.
Oh, no.
What love really meant when it came.
Why don't you just take a hiatus?
But
take a December, January hiatus and come back and pretend it never happened.
But you're 23.
Happens.
You know what? I've always said this. 23 is the age of one night stand consent. After 23, you can fuck someone and then fuck off and not actually care. But before 23, it's like, oh, I want to see you again. We should be together. And it's like even assholes that you know are not worth going out with. And if he's saying he thinks he's missed his fucking years, then obviously he wants to have sex with everybody.
Yeah.
I think...
Do you know what? He probably hasn't, is the other thing. I think these kids that... Oh, no, I'm being pejorative again. I think that people who assume that life outside a monogamous relationship is some kind of, you know, crazy go-go bar.
Woo!
Of, you know, like it's like life is one big Kesha film clip or something. I think that some of the most unsatisfactory sexual encounters you will have are fleeting, casual, fumbling things where, do you know, this is the thing, right? If you have sex with someone for the first time, you know nothing about what to do. You don't know what they like. You don't know what they're good at. You know what you're good at, right? If you have sex with someone like, you know, as I have, having been in a long-term relationship for 12 years, like 12 times, right?
Christmas.
That's 12 birthdays.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's true. My birthday, I take off.
Your birthday, you're too paralytic to get it up.
You get correct. You get really good at it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So sometimes the best place to experiment sexually is within the security of an established relationship yeah. too. So I'm getting confused now, but basically the grass is not always greener.
Well, I've always said that everything that's awesome about being in a relationship is everything that's shit about being single. But everything that is shit about a relationship is everything that is awesome about being single.
Yeah.
And the grass will always be greener on the other side, whichever side you're on.
Yeah, it's true. It's a zero sum, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. The grass is always greener. Like, you choose the thing, the pros and the cons, and if you line them up, there's exactly the same number, and yeah. you choose whether you want yeah. to be with someone or not be with someone.
So, it's an open relationship, a way of having your cake and eating it too.
Well, it depends if your cake's covered in chlamydia. Because that's the other thing. He could be, as you put it, Toby, tracking chlamydia into the house.
I don't think open relationships are feasible.
I think they work with if the people in them want them to work. You know what I mean?
Mm.
If those two people are committed to that kind of a lifestyle and they are both really upfront and honest with it from the get-go. But I've got a couple of friends who are in an open relationship. And one of them's always off having sex with everyone all the time. And both of them are. And one of them went overseas for several months, came home and found out from a friend of his that he'd been to a sex party at his house that his boyfriend had hosted while he was overseas. And he cracked it. And just went, how dare you have a sex party in our house? Blah, blah, blah. And it's yeah. like, well, when was that law enacted in our open relationship? And it's like, you can't make up the rules as you go along.
See, this is my suspicion, that being in an open relationship requires as much discipline yeah. as staying monogamous.
Yeah.
yeah.
Because the rules have to be watertight.
Yeah.
And explicit.
Yeah.
And like every contingency considered.
Needs to be planned for.
You know, and so that takes as much forethought. And I mean, it's really bold if you can do it.
Yeah.
Like to sort of open up that can of worms and talk about things and say, so can I, okay, so I can have other sexual partners. Can I have other multiple sexual, can I have two at once?
Yeah.
Can I have seven?
Can we have sex here? Do we have to have sex at the shops?
Can I have sex with the same person twice?
Yeah.
Can I phone them and ask for sex?
There are
a
lot of rules.
Like, there's a lot of permutations, you know. Yeah. Can I know them?
Yeah.
You know, including that cunt, Brett. So it's
I think it's feasible. I think it's doable. I think it just needs to be. Yeah,
you it's need not to trivial. Be, it's not as easy.
It's not as easy as just saying, let's have sex with other people. But as soon yeah. as you say, let's have sex with other people, then you are basically opening the door to jealousy and regret.
Mm-hmm.
And both of those things will kill a relationship.
Do you know what else I think? I think you've cracked the mirror already, Bevan, because yeah. as soon as you bring it up, that changes things as well.
I when I was in my relationship for however many years it was, it came up a couple of times.
Yeah.
As, you know, is this what we should do? Just because, you know, someone, and I don't want to name names, but someone got up for work at 4 o'clock in the morning, was always fucking tired and didn't want to have sex. They are too busy with their breakfast radio job. So it was suggested that maybe you might want to go and take your dick elsewhere because I'm not putting it in me because I'm going to beat.
Listen, Adam, Kyle told you that story in confidence. That's really inappropriate.
You know, and I at one point I just said, look, you always want to have sex at night time and I want to be asleep at night time. Like, if you want to fuck in the afternoon at 3:30, that's fine. Come home from work and let's go for it. But
that's a slightly different scenario to what I'm imagining.
Yeah.
I'm imagining if someone sits down and tearfully says, I really want to fuck other people, will you let me? And you go, no, it's very hard for them to unsay that.
Yeah.
And not have in your mind, he doesn't want to fuck me. Yeah.
Which is what's happened, because with this scenario, going back to Bevan's letter, it's like there's the month of going overseas.
Yeah.
And I think...
deciding to go overseas with it. Alone without him. I think, Bevan, you're saying, I'm going overseas. He said you should sleep with other people. And I've gone, yes, I should, but you shouldn't because I'll be overseas and I'll never see these people again, but you're going to have sex with my friends that I don't like.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't count. That doesn't count. If you're fucking someone, you're fucking someone.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. You can't have asymmetry in this equation.
I think, yeah.
But it sounds like you both want to do it. So...
just do it.
Try the thing of doing it when you're overseas and being completely upfront. Make a decision about how honest you want to be as long as you, you know.
I would recommend, given that things are a little bit wobbly as they are, just do it and never speak of it again.
Yeah. Yeah, but that way lies all sorts of problems.
Don't ever ask me any questions.
No, but
about my time in Antwerp.
But doing that implies, like, I think there needs to be a level of honesty because, you know, if there's an accident, if, you know, someone loses a condom somewhere, there's all sorts of...
That's where the shit gets real.
That's different, though. That's different.
You know, like, are they having safe sex at home? And if they are, then that's fine. But if you two are having unprotected sex because you're in a long-term relationship and then you're going outside of the relationship, that shit needs to be watertight.
It just also, that's a really big, that's what pissed me off about the thing that happened with my ex-boyfriend. It was like, you are actually physically putting my life in danger by what you've done because you had unprotected sex and so had we.
Yeah.
And so it's like, now I will pretty much not have unprotected sex with anyone, doesn't matter if I've been with you for 12 years.
No, and that sets up a level of distrust that you can't ever get over.
Yeah.
Hence why you've never been in a relationship since.
A, never put anyone's life in danger.
And you were this age. You were around this age, 2023.
Yeah.
This is where you imprint for the rest of your life. You are, these are big decisions to make. I say break up. There's plenty more fucking fish in the sea.
I don't.
Really?
Yes, because I don't think
going out for 8 months.
Yeah, but I don't think it's about them not loving each other or anything like that.
I've had dinners that went longer than 8 months.
They just want to play. You know what I mean? It doesn't mean that they're not...
He's 20.
...gonna work. Yeah, but...
Oh, my God.
They're going to break up anyway. They're going to break up anyway because he's going to go overseas and Bevan too is going to stay at home. Oh. And this is obviously their first relationship for both of them. They're very young. They're going to spend a month apart from each other and go, oh, happiness is possible without the other one. And then come back and try and get it back together and spend a really awkward month. You know, I predict an expensive Save the Relationship holiday to Thailand circa June 2013.
I went on a Save the Relationship holiday. And afterwards I was like, that was fucking expensive. Why didn't I just break up before we went away?
As soon as you book the tickets for a Save the Relationship holiday, it's over.
Yeah.
So,
the Relationship baby, also a bad idea, and the Save the Relationship wedding. That's the worst.
That's the worst. Minimum acceptable standard is Save the Relationship shared furniture.
What about save the relationship sex?
Oh, yeah. Short-term fix.
Yeah.
Like, that can last for as long as 7 minutes. So there you go, Bevan. Clears up exactly nothing.
Yeah, exactly nothing. But given that we're talking about open relationships...
We're like lanolin on a dick scab. Clears up absolutely nothing.
Given that we were talking about open relationships, do we need to read that other letter we got about relationships?
This is interesting.
Have you got it?
Yes, this is two sides of the same coin. All right, this is also from Bevan.
A different Bevan.
It's a different Bevan.
Unless that Bevan is like... Oh.
From the large family of Bevans. Dear lovable gas bags, a.k.a. Talking Puffy, that's us.
Yay!
I've got a dilemma broken into two parts. I can't remember. Oh, we might only deal with one part. I've been single for a year now and mostly been living the high life of sleeping with whoever I please.
That is fun.
One of those included a super hot older guy who apparently seemed single too when I first met on Grindr.
Oh, that's not me.
Right now, my heart's bleeding for this dude who's having random hookups with a single hot older guy.
Yeah.
So I feel your pain. Until I found out recently he has had a boyfriend nearly longer than I've been alive.
Toby, this is you.
It is me. Before I found this out, I also unknowingly chatted to said boyfriend on Grindr, and likewise, nothing was said about the relationship. I get they may have an open relationship, but the problem with all of this is that I've developed a little bit of a crush on the super hot older guy.
Yeah.
As I've gotten to know him more and more, now that I know he will probably never be available, I'm a little devastated.
Yeah.
So this is the other side of the coin. This is someone who's in an open relationship, or someone who's blundered into an open relationship, more accurately, didn't realise the full circumstance at the time, and now he's left emotionally hanging. So Bevan wants a little bit of advice about how to handle that, and also, is intentional lying about or hiding your status to your fucks, I love the idea of the fuck becoming an impersonal noun, acceptable? In this instance, there's no deception between boyfriends, but deception of the piece of ass on the side, i.e. me. So Bevan feels lied to. by the open relationship ease.
I've been in this situation.
Blundered into an open relationship. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
I wrote a whole episode of my TV show about it. Because
And did you also become emotionally involved?
Well, the thing was, he had on his profile that he was in an open relationship. So I was just like, yeah, whatever. It's just a bit of fun.
Yeah.
No big deal. And then it became, like, he would come over at all times of the day and night. One time lost his job and came over to, you know, he was really upset. He was crying, really devastated. And I was like, oh, well, maybe he's not in that relationship because this is what you do with your boyfriend. This is what you do with someone that you have sex with every couple of weeks.
Not with your fuck buddy, yeah.
Yeah, and then we'd be watching, you know, we'd watch television together and stuff and go to the movies and do all that kind of relationship-y stuff. Except that one time he came over and we were watching a film and his phone rang and he went, yeah, I'm still at the movies. Yeah, I've been like, oh, my God, he's
lying.
Talking to his boyfriend.
He's using open relationship to say, I'm going to find myself another boyfriend till I lose the old one.
Yeah, I don't know. He did. He did. The relationship was open, but I think it was open in that he was meant to just be having sex with people,
not becoming involved,
not watching videos and, you know, crying and going to the movies and stuff. And then he became involved with, you know, we sort of drifted apart because I was like, no, I'm too into you. I can't be going there if you're still married. And then he started seeing someone that I work with. And I turned up to work one day and I was like, oh, hey, how's it going? And then I went, oh, you're here with him. I work at 6 o'clock in the morning and you're here at this thing. Okay.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, do I say something? And then they got involved and then he broke up with the boyfriend and they were going to get married and then that didn't happen. And you know,
so it's fucking hard. It's hard to negotiate.
Yeah.
You can't foresee things. You know?
But I just think, yeah, I think when you say open relationship, like, it is really difficult. It's difficult being the other person because while it's fine, you know, this is the thing that when someone says to you, no, it's okay, my boyfriend's fine with it, my response is always, I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not fine with the fact that you have a boyfriend.
Yeah.
You know, you should mention it. When you come over.
I think the first thing of Bevan's thing is that, yes, you should be upfront about it.
Yeah.
You should really be upfront about it.
And don't be so, like, the other thing is I don't think Bevan has, you know, fallen for this guy because he's being emotionally unavailable. Like, if it's just sex, you don't fall in love with someone over just having sex. This guy's doing more.
Well, I haven't had any complaints so far.
But you know what I mean? Like, he's obviously giving a signal that says...
Yeah, sure. Sure, it takes two to tango.
Yeah.
You don't fall in love with the fucking fridge.
No.
And it performs services for you.
It performs many good services.
Yeah, exactly.
And dispenses many delicious things.
Obviously, he's responding, you know, in a certain way.
Yeah.
That is not consistent with what he's saying the letter of the law is.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, if you're in an open relationship, don't be having a relationship behind your boyfriend's back. Just be having sex.
Okay, so is Bevan within his rights to then, like, crack it boyfriend style with this guy?
Yeah.
And say, you owe me something.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't say you owe me something. Owe what?
Oh, maybe not owe, but, you know, I would say what's going on here because I think you're into me.
Yeah.
And if you're not into me, I want you to tell me. And if it's just sex, then can you please stop with all this lovey-dovey crap?
Yeah.
Because you've got a boyfriend and that's where that should be happening. This should just be sex. This should just be blow and go.
Well, I don't think it can be just sex anymore.
No.
I think that ship has sailed.
Well, clearly.
With all its semen on board.
I don't think there was any semen on board. That's the problem. They were all on his chest.
God, I'm exhausted. Open relationships just sound shit.
It's really hard to get right, isn't it?
It's like, and as you say, it's just the stuff you can't foresee. It's like, what's the...
Yeah,
you can't foresee the shit in a monogamous relationship. How do you foresee the things in an open relationship?
Yeah. This is the second part that Bevan has to say. Mm. He says that whilst enjoying the aforementioned high life, my ideal sexual lifestyle is somewhere between monogamy and full-blown slutdom. One with a couple of regular partners with no truly deep emotional connection, more of a close friends with benefits scheme. Am I being completely ridiculous or is it just time I suck it up? So he's got... his ideal scenario is like a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B.
Yeah.
And he's complaining that it doesn't seem to...
It just has to always come... I feel like it'll always just come to a point where, you know, it's going to be imbalance.
I think you got to go 100% either way.
Mm.
I think you got to be single, really single, or you just got to buy the ticket.
I think it's that whole being spoiled for choice problem. You know that whole issue where if you have more than six options to choose from,
yeah,
it causes
paralysis.
Indecision paralysis, where you just go, I don't know what I want for dinner. There's like 800 things on this menu.
Exactly.
Whereas when there's four things, you go,
which soap is the good one?
Yeah. And I think that's part of the problem with the whole, you know, this ridiculous part of our lifestyle, which means we go and fuck anyone at the toilets in the park or at the house of
it
many
is
stairs.
Ridiculous, isn't it? Isn't it absurd?
It is. It's bizarre.
Just.
Because it's not Pokemon. You don't have to collect the whole set.
No.
You don't have to, you know, you don't have to have sex with every single hot guy. You don't have to, like, I have friends who go, oh my God, that guy's really hot. When I say friends, I mean Scott, he's not here. who go, that guy's really hot. And then it's like nothing else can happen in their life until they have either had sex with that person or been rejected by that person.
Mm.
Like that's it.
To what purpose, you know?
Like,
what's the point of that?
You can still walk around going, they're really hot and appreciate it.
Should we ring Scott and ask him? Why do you do that?
You can walk around and just like hot guys. I mean, that's, you know, half of our lives.
Yeah. Then that's another thing. And I want to take Scott out of it for a second because I have no idea if this is the case. But there's also sex addiction.
Yes.
That's a whole other barrel.
But clearly this guy's having feelings addiction, which sounds like a problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like having sex is, you know, like however much you have sex, that's your problem. Or it's not a problem, or it's an awesome thing.
It's usually a problem.
Yeah. But I think if it's, I think it's that thing. If you are constantly wanting it from a lot of people and it's available, then you are never going to be happy in a relationship.
Mm.
Like you know, Toby lives his life like he's in Downton Abbey. And, you know, when Peter shits him, he's like, oh, well, we're in it for the long haul. You know, he doesn't get up out of the house and go, right, fuck you. I'm off to have sex with Pedro down the corner.
Well, you know what? This is a larger thing too. People sometimes make the mistake. This will be deleted in due course. People sometimes make a mistake of this idea of like falling in love, I think is really unhelpful a lot of the time. This idea that one day you're going to meet the one. Do you know what I mean? And that people who hang out and meet the one, I think that's bullshit.
But I think it will happen and then that feeling goes away.
But the way it happens, though, is you make it happen.
Yeah.
You choose the one and then you decide to love them. Do you know what I mean? So people that won't commit because, oh, gee, they're really, you know, they're not sure if they feel it, then just you make a decision to feel it.
There's still got to be a level of feeling, but not it's not the big everything's going to come to me.
But if it's not Hollywood, then...
But there's also that thing, like the longer you're in a relationship, the more it's, you know, there are times when you're like, oh, I don't think I want to be in this relationship. It's really shitting me. And then about 6 months later, you might go, why was I thinking that 6 months ago?
Yeah.
This thing is awesome. Everything's so awesome, great and comfortable. And then... You know, things become untenable and, you know, like things change over time. We are not the same people we were 20 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Like if I'd hooked up with someone when I was 20 and I was still with them now, I would probably have killed them.
For not supporting my career.
You've got a very optimistic view of your combat abilities. Perhaps they had killed you.
I don't know. I'm too heavy. You need a big knife to get through this.
I think sometimes relationships are like the real estate market. Do you know what I mean? You can shift around renting from one house to another for a long time, but sometimes people prefer to buy a house and then that value rises and falls over time.
And you renovate it.
Over the long run, it usually comes good.
And you renovate it as often as you like. You make it a bit more livable. You go, this needs to change. I'm going to put some shelving in there. I'm going to completely redo the kitchen.
You can paint the walls whatever colour you like.
Yes.
Yes, which is a euphemism for doing weird shit in the bedroom.
Okay, I'm never going to afford to be able to buy a house. So where does this leave me?
Well, it's not talking about money thing. We're talking about...
I thought we were talking about houses.
Metaphoric. metaphorically, but no, but the boyfriend's the house. Like, you get into the relationship and the boyfriend is the house, and when, you know, you, when I say remodel the kitchen, what I mean is...
I'm never going to be able to afford a boyfriend.
When I say remodel the kitchen, what I mean is we start wearing leather. Or when I say paint the walls, I mean we start pissing on each other. That's the metaphor. I just didn't want to say wear leather and piss on each other because that sounds disgusting.
And that's why you're not allowed in the IKEA showroom anymore.
I said that fabric was wash and wear.
This is also why we shouldn't start dealing with problems in terms of metaphors at the bottom of the second bottle. Hear that? Hear that, fuckers?
Is that empty?
That's an empty bottle of champagne.
Let's get a full one.
That's why this has been so difficult.
Oh, I think we've done a whole podcast on open relationships from letters.
I think they sound fucked. Open relationships sound like they suck big cock.
The only open relationship Wes wants to have is one with an open bottle of champagne.
I can't even have a fucking relationship. It's been 15 years since the last open relationship that my boyfriend forgot to tell me about.
Hey, if you want to get into a closed relationship with Wes Snelling, email podcast@talkingpuffy.com.au. If you are prepared to put up with him masturbating onto your thigh while you sleep...
In 1992. You dredge up this information.
I don't think I know the story behind that story.
I don't know it either. I just made it up.
Well, he's responded like it actually happened.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Not to anyone in this room.
I think you've just been playing like Wes Snelling battleships and you just hit a bullseye. You've just been dropping bombs at random and you've hit one. Masturbating on someone's thigh.
Have you ever done that, though?
Masturbated on someone's thigh?
Yeah. Well, not deliberately, but to their thigh.
I don't know what's worse if it's not deliberate.
Have I ever rubbed off to Peter's thigh?
No, I had this with both of my long-term relationships where I got to a point that we would have sex and then... it would be kind of unsatisfying, so I would rub one out while I was asleep.
I assume that would be one of the perks of being in a relationship.
They could just masturbate while they're asleep.
Yeah, and they wouldn't care or know or whatever.
Yeah, they still care. But they feel like, well, why?
Really?
Yeah, I'm staying single.
What was wrong with it? What was wrong with the sexing that you had to do that afterwards? Did you fake jizzing all over my back?
You were saying before about building the house, you know, kind of building the relationship and what that, isn't it the same with sex in that, you know, just there are so many factors as why someone might be horny. It might be, you know, I was just about to do another house metaphor and I couldn't. No, I just want to talk about the actual fucking thing.
Yeah.
It might be that, you know, you've eaten something that day that makes you more horny. You've eaten fish and chips, which makes you want to just lie on the couch so you're not as horny and you're tired. It might be that you've got something bothering you at work, so your brain. So there's so
lots
many
of reasons to have sex
sex. Not, and this thing that that people constantly talk about, is it something I've done? Bull fucking shit. Like,
it's my problem.
It's just
stop thinking.
Someone just
it's not
is
about
a bit
you.
Tired or, you know, it's needy and self-indulgent.
People overthink it because sex is the you can paper over a lot of things during your day, but if something else is going on, it's hard to paper over it in the middle of sex.
Yeah.
You know, if you are really frustrated with someone over something else, it's really hard to pretend that is not the case during sex. So sex is when things come to a head, you know.
So to speak.
So to speak. You kiss your mother with that mouth? Sex. It's when, you know, immovable object meets unstoppable force and when confrontations occur.
I just love that I'm getting a sex lesson off Toby.
Who has sex once a year through a hole in the sheet.
Whether I need it or not.
Same.
Well, I don't think we've answered anything.
Either of us.
I don't think we ever do.
I don't think we ever do.
Oh, well.
I think people just write into this podcast for the same reason that we do it. They like talking about themselves.
No, I think they write in because they know we're really light on for gear. And we make their bus ride better, and they know that without them, this thing would grind to a stinking halt. So thank you. Please write in. podcast@talkingpuffy.com.au. We'll be back next week talking... more heinous shit.
talking heinous shit since 2010.